For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. Dear listeners, welcome to the Kodesh Family Church, Philadelphia, under the leadership of Bishop Dag Heward Mills. This denomination has grown with over several branches all over the world. We are excited to come your way with the anointed word of God, which has the power to heal, deliver, and save you. Stay tuned as we receive God's word through his servant, Reverend Gilbert Fleischer.
All right, you may be seated. Amen, 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 amen. So, we have been talking about what it means to be a strong Christian. What it means to be a strong Christian. One of the characteristics of this church is that when we start a topic, we teach it for a long time. Series is a minimum of 4 to 6 weeks, isn't it? And sometimes a super series. Those of you who come to church on Sundays, we've been talking about loyalty, disloyalty for a long time. I was telling the pastor that I will teach until the Lord tells me to stop. Because I believe that it's a word a noun word. Thank you. That's a better word, noun word. Amen. Loyalty, disloyalty has so many topics to it, isn't it? Look at it. Those who leave you. Loyalty, disloyalty. Those who are ignorant. Those who pretend. Those who forget. Those who accuse you. Oh, it's plenty. Isn't it? Yeah. Now, they've even been labeled loyalty, disloyal series. My book has appeared. What a miracle. No, one was missing. There was a gap somewhere. Well, tell people that you can't borrow. This is not a library. I don't want to know who that person is. But let them know that my books are not, this is not a library. We should get some nice white cloth and cover it. So that you'll be afraid to take the cloth off. Red cloth, no. Red is scary. White. Amen. But serious, nobody should take, because I preach from them. I preach with them. Do you see? So I'm believing God that I'll replace it with the new Macarius. It has more. You know, so, but even if we brought that, there'll be no space for it, right? Well, there's still one room. But it will still not be enough. Unless we get another rack.
We can get this one screen.
Yeah. These days when I'm traveling, I feel like taking the whole, all of them, and just putting it in my bag. Still valuable. I'm really enjoying my papa's books.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because now I'm growing older and I'm more matured than I used to be. But I really appreciate them more. Amen.
Amen.
All right. You know what? I think we should start. I don't know why we stopped recording. And we used to put up podcast on Wednesdays. I think we should think about going back. Justin, so we'll talk about it on Sunday, all right? Because I think Wednesday services are also special. We teach and share a lot of things which we don't normally share during the week. Amen. So what it means to be a strong Christian. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, you have to be a strong Christian. Every one of us. Yes. Everyone has to be a strong Christian. Don't just desire to be a strong Christian or be strong in other things. Some people like to be strong in finances. Some like to be strong in marriage. Yes. Some people have a lot of topics in marriage. They can talk about marriage and talk about other things. Can talk about soccer. Can talk about football. Can talk about basketball. They are strong in other things. Some people are strong in cars. Yes. They can tell you all the good cars. They can give you the consumer ratings. consumer reports on cars. This one is good. This one is not good. This one is good. This one is not good. This one is not good. This car is not good. This one is good. This is the best of it, the best of the best. Yes. It's good. It's good to know about cars. Yeah. I would prefer to buy certain old cars than new cars. Yeah. Because some of them are very, very durable. I don't want to talk about cars. You may get depressed that we are talking about your car. That's not the goal. Amen. But tonight, I want you to also know that you can be a strong Christian. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 10. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse number 10. So Ephesians 6:10 says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong." Be strong. Be what? Be what? Be strong in basketball. In food. Yeah, some people are very strong in food. No. Be strong in what? In the Lord and in the power of his might. Be strong. Not Angel Gabriel should make you strong. Not your pastor should make you strong. Not your reverend should make you strong. Not Pastor Corby should make you strong. But you be strong. Please, I'm not saying pastors can't help you. All right? But with all the help that pastors give, if you don't decide to be strong, you will not be strong. You would remain weak. Amen. Now, in Proverbs chapter 24 and verse 10, we looked at this verse a while ago. Let's look at it again. Proverbs 24 and verse 10. It says, "If thou faint in the day of adversity, thy strength is small." If thou faint in the day of adversity. What's the day of adversity? The day of adversity is when you go into crisis, when challenges come your way, when things look difficult, when things look challenging, when things look tempting, when things look like there's a lot of pressure. It says, when you begin to faint in that day, the reason why you are fainting is that your strength is small. Yeah. In fact, this is when I'm sitting down and I suddenly begin to feel pressurized because a lot of things come against me. Or not that it's bad, but I also recognize that it's just something that comes with the age and the position I'm in. You just feel the pressure. It's like everybody's looking at you. Everybody's looking up to you. Everybody's is looking up to you to help in whatever situation. Whether it's family, church, work. It's a lot of work. I was telling somebody this afternoon that I get over 100 emails a day. Over 100. Always on, just responding, continuously from morning till evening. Yeah. Sometimes I can't even get time to even eat. Take a little snack. Are you understanding? And people just keep coming to my. So for the past few days, when I go to work, I just lock my door. And my secretary has a key. Yes. Because the procedure is that to talk to me, you have to talk to her first. But people just ignore her and just walk in. You just can't. It's Dr. Fleischer, and then they're walking. So I've locked the door now. Today the people came. I didn't even see them. You have to go through the secretary. Do you see? So in times I just say to myself, this thing can't bring me down. In fact, I should look at it, and I try to look at it as even an opportunity to show or to develop and to grow in what I'm doing. See? So when you begin to become weak, when you begin to get to a point where you are begin to give up in whatever situation you are in, it is because your strength is small. You don't like it, but it's the truth. All right. Now, look at some scriptures here in the New Testament. Just flipping through a few of them as I was sitting up. Look at Matthew chapter 12. Matthew chapter 12 and verse 29. Matthew 12 and 29. It says, or else, how can one enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods, except he first bind the strong man, and then he will spoil his house. So what Jesus is teaching us, they are the words of Jesus in red, isn't it? Pastor Kobe, is that right? Yeah. So what Jesus is trying to show us here is that, look, people cannot just come to you and destroy you. Satan cannot just come to you and destroy you. Evil cannot just come to you and destroy you. All right? In fact, anything that comes at you, are you listening? Yeah. Is not meant to even destroy you. First of all, God will not allow it. Why do I say so? Because the Bible says there's no temptation which is taking place, but such as is common to man. What that means is that whatever you are facing is common. Whatever it may be, in marriage, in parenting, at work, as a student, whatever you are facing, people have faced it before, and you will not be the last one to face it. So no temptation has taken place, but such as is common to man. Then what does it say again? It says, God will not suffer you to be tempted above that which you are able. I like that. I haven't said the scripture, but you pulled it up. God will not allow you to be tempted above that which you are able. So whatever you face, if this scripture is true and God is true, it is never above your level. The most is that it's at your level. Can you understand? Ask your neighbor that. Can you understand this simple message? Whatever you face, it is at par with you. Either at par with you or below you. By the scripture. So it says, God will not suffer you to be tempted above that. He will not allow you to be tempted. And you think about it. If you had any child, any little child, or even a grown child, would you sit and let them go through things that you feel is above them? I can't imagine Pastor Kobe sitting, watching his only one and only son, trying to carry a big chair because he wants to go and sit somewhere. He would come and help him. But if he's carrying a little stool, does he have a little stool at home? Yeah. If he's carrying that little stool, even Pastor Kobe would not even look at him because that is his level. But if he has to move heavy furniture, Pastor Kobe will help him. That is even Pastor Kobe, who is nowhere near perfect as God. I am nowhere near perfect as God. Yeah, because the Bible says that even if our earthly fathers, with all their shortcomings, are able to give us good things, how much more God? So it says God will not suffer us to be tempted above that which we are able. Not only did it end there, but he also says, but with every temptation also, every crisis, every difficulty, he also makes a way of escape so that you'll be able to bear it. Are you all listening? Look at the scripture. Everybody lift up your head and look at this one time. You should look at the scripture up there. So even during the challenge or the crisis, the Bible is saying that God makes a way of escape. God, there's a way out. So this is a good prayer topic. In times of crisis, you should be asking God, which is the way out? Which is the way out? Which is the way out? Yeah. I heard Bishop Ayedepo talk about one day that his daughter was, she was so sick, death just wrapped itself on her. And they had to rush their daughter to the hospital. So as they were going, he felt like he should not even come. So he just went into his office, sat on his chair, and he asked God, he said, God, what is the way out? What is the way out? What do I need to do? And he said, as he just sat there, God, what is the way out? A scripture just dropped in him. Then he gave the scripture and said, read that scripture at the hospital and read it to her. She was up like that. So God makes a way of escape that we would be able to bear. Look at Luke's, the version in Luke chapter 11. Luke chapter 11. Look at it. Luke chapter 11, verse 21 and 22. Luke 11, 21. Look at it. It says, when a strong man armed keepeth his place, his goods are in peace. When you are strong and you are armed, and these are the things we've been talking about, that's what we're discussing. How do you make yourself strong? What are the areas in your life that you need to develop? Don't just call yourself a Christian. Call yourself a Christian that is developing. Yeah. Develop every area of your life. Develop, because God has given us the tools to make us develop. Do you see? God has given us every tool. Recently, there's been a lot of measles outbreaks. There was measles in New York. I think it actually started in New Jersey. And I don't mean to say this in a bad way, but the origin is always the Jewish community, because they don't immunize their kids. I work in a Jewish community. They don't immunize their kids. So all the outbreaks usually are traced to people who just moved or came to Israel, or they went to Israel to visit, and then they've come back to their community. They don't like to immunize. Now there are laws being passed that if you don't immunize, you can't go to school. It's always been laxed in the past. So people do it. They have a choice, exemption and all. Now they are trying to fight and make it a rule. If you want to be in a public school, then you have to get yourself immunized. You see. So you think about it. People who have refused to take a simple shot called MMR, because it's a three-in-one shot, are predisposed to getting measles. Measles is very contagious. In fact, they said that if somebody that has measles passes around, can stay in the air for like 2 hours, comes near anyone who is not immunized, all right, your chances of getting the measles is like 95, 96%. Very high, in the 90s. Are you understanding? So the way to make yourself strong against measles is to immunize yourself. The way to be able to overcome the different evils that come against, and evils come against us. Yeah. Recently, somebody made it clear to my mother, said, I'm coming to kill you. Yeah. I told my mom, don't worry. Don't worry. Don't worry. Yeah. I sent her a message. I said, don't worry, ma. If you kill my mom, then the God that I serve, that I stand and is dead. And everything that you shoot against my house or anything related to me, I declare you will face it. Amen. Lady Pastor doesn't like that. I'm not pathetic. I don't have sympathy to people who want to kill. No. I think I got that from Bishop Ayedepo. Yeah. Yeah. You will die. You want me dead, you will die. We'll bury you before they bury me. Easy. And I realized long ago that I have to be strong. I have to be strong. Yeah. Somebody said, if you want a pastor who prays for people, seriously, warfare prayers. This is an American evangelist, prophet. He said, get an African pastor. Get an African pastor. Yeah. We don't joke. Even the way that I command this fire. We don't joke. Yeah. Because the evil in Africa is different. It's not with drugs and all these are evil. But Africa, it's witchcraft. Yeah. I mean, not white witchcraft. I'm casting spells. No, no. I mean, I'm coming to kill you. That's the kind of, and they would do it. Yeah, John Lake. I know he read a lot about John Lake. John Lake, one of the God's generals, heroes of faith, yeah, of more, not, I won't say modern time, but not too long ago, recent times. He was in South Africa and, you know, just evangelized. He actually lived there. Did he die there, Pastor Kobe? He died in South Africa. Yeah, okay. He lived in South Africa for many years. And he talked about how he would watch the tribes. He said one particular day, he watched one of the tribal leaders, one of the leaders of one of the clans said, I'll kill this man. Give it time. By sunset, you'll be dead. So John Lake said the guy he cursed, the other tribe person cursed. He was traveling on a horse. So John Lake said he went with him. He just wanted to see it. And he said exactly around sunset, this guy just started sweating, became hot, and was dying. So he picked him up in his hand and said, in the name of Jesus, I reverse his curse. It was perfect.
Wow.
Yes. So it's not a joke. You see, so me, I've decided, me, I'm African. I've decided that I have to be strong in the Lord. Say people want to kill my family.
Yeah.
Yeah. Two people have said that to her. Yeah. One of it is somebody who is a piece of property that he's a nice piece. I was going to build a house on it. My mom said, oh, wait for your brother to do it because of some one or two other things. I said, okay, mom, let my brother have it. Before my brother could say Jack, and he wasn't even interested, somebody has come to, and that's the common story in Africa, has come to take the land, and that guy is a fetish priest from one of the tribes in Accra, from Labadi or Teshia, and it came to our mind, you are killed. I said, okay, let's see who will kill who. Let's see who will kill who. Yeah, I told my mom that if he continues, very soon, there will be a funeral in his house. And I'm not joking. Because I've decided that I will make myself strong. Should I tell you more African stories? Is that here? You enjoy my African stories? They are rare. You should go to Ghana one of these. It will take you. Yeah. Justin and sister, they have to go to Africa. Yeah. Very, very real, real stories. Yeah. You know, Bishop Ayedepo was talking about a lady in this church. You know, every time she's pregnant, every time. You see, there's superstition. Superstition is baseless. You see, but these things, they are not superstition. They are things that happen in reality. So this lady was, she always had a miscarriage, pregnant miscarriage. So Bishop Ayedepo was praying for her. And decided the Lord showed him something. And then he prayed. And he cursed whatever it was. The moment he finished, a day or two, this woman who was responsible for it just held her. She fell dead. Finish. Then she had her baby. Es evolo. So be strong. You know, I'm talking about one area. Okay, but I don't know what your area may be. Maybe your area is struggling with a particular sin. You got to be strong. Yeah, it's more than Jesus' name. Lord, I want to overcome this sin. You have to rise up, do what it takes to overcome a sin of that type. Whatever it is. Whether it be drugs, whether it be whatever, you have to rise up and decide. He says, when a strong man armed, keep his place. When a strong man armed, keepeth his place. When you are strong, not that when you are weak. When you are strong, you know your right. You know who you are. You know what you are in Christ. He says, when you keep your place, his goods are in peace. Yeah. Parents, we must learn to keep our goods in peace by being strong. Do everything that we need to do to be strong. Yeah. Part of being strong is not cursing our children. Nothing good will come out of you. You won't amount to any good thing. No. It rather involves speaking blessings. Even when they seem to be doing wrong, but you are blessed. Yeah. After you spank them, they cry, you hug them. Say, I love you. And that's why I'm spanking you. Yeah. When a strong man armed keepeth his place, his palace, his goods are in peace. Look at the next verse. Wow, it's 9 o'clock already. I didn't even move. It says, but one is stronger than he shall come upon him and overcome him. He taketh from him all his armor wherein he trusted and divided his spoil. You see, that is why Ephesians 6:10, look at it again. It says, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. You see, because the strength of the Lord and the power of the Lord's might is stronger than anything else. Yeah, that is why people would delve in occultism and they usually also die. Because when you dwell on those things, it just takes somebody who is stronger than you to overcome you. But when your power and your strength is in the ultimate, and God's power is the ultimate, God's power is the ultimate, God's strength is the ultimate, there's no way anything can overcome you. That is why he said, be strong in the Lord. Not strong in anything else, but strength in the Lord and the power of his might. Then there shall never be any stronger. Are you understanding? Yeah. And strength, then, let me tell you something. Strength, then, you need strength in different areas. You can see somebody who is very strong in A, but they are moderate in B. And when it comes to C, they are totally weak. But the goal is to be strong in all the areas. And that is how we'll make it. Then when the strong man comes, the Bible is saying, he cannot overtake us. He cannot overtake us because the Lord's strength is the ultimate. In Jesus' name. Are you here or you've gone home? Amen. Wow, the 30 minutes came so quickly. So we did talk so far about different areas that we need to develop strength in, isn't it? The first we said to have a deeper, develop a deeper Christian life, isn't it? You need to develop a deeper Christian life. Stop being superficial. Stop scratching the surface. Be strong and go deeper with God. Yeah. And let me tell you, anybody who is superficial knows they are superficial. Huh? When you are going to take an exam and you are not well prepared, don't you know? You know, don't you? Yeah. And I'm saying, I dare say that everyone seated in the room now, you know your superficialness with God or depth with God. You know it. How many of you agree with what I'm saying? Everybody seated here knows how deep they are with God. That I'm not deep. I'm just below the surface. And be honest with it and rather develop it. Amen. So the area that you need to develop is depth with God. Stop being superficial. Stop scratching the surface. Stop pretending. Amen. Then we said number two is to be steadfast. To be strong, to be a strong Christian means you have to be steadfast. Steadfast in the Lord. Steadfast. And then number three, we said you have to become unmovable. Wow. We couldn't start a new one. So we'll end here and we'll continue next week. Amen. So the key, the reminder here tonight is that decide to be strong and then develop the things that need to be developed in Jesus' name. Amen. Why don't you give the Lord a clap offering for his word? Amen. All right, let's stand to our feet as we close.